Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. It's wonderful to be here tonight. Let's begin with prayer. Father in heaven, we come before thee in prayer this night, thanking thee, O God, that thou hast brought us here once again. We thank thee for every blessed opportunity that we have to be together and to be with thee. And we pray, Lord, that thy presence would be felt by all who are here, by all who are listening online, by all who will listen to this message later. We pray, Lord, that thou would do a work here tonight. We pray that thy spirit would greatly move here and that thou would do a work in our lives and continue to mold us, continue to shape us for the better. Help us, O Lord, to desire to be close to thee, to desire to be more like thee. We pray that thy blessing would be upon us here this night, and we pray, Lord, that thou would lead us along every step of the way. We ask this, we pray this in Jesus' name, to the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start with number 159 in the chorus book tonight, Seek Ye First. Number 159.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Praise God. We're going to turn to number 92 and sing Every Promise, number 92.
I am trusting in his love.
Turn now. Well, we don't have to turn here. We're right there. Number 93. I'm not sorry. Number 93.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I've answered the Master's call. Well, Jesus took my heavy load, and now I'm on the glory road, and I'm not sorry. No, I'm not sorry. No, I'm not sorry at all. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I've answered the Master's. Well, Jesus took my heavy load, and now I'm on the glory road, and I'm not sorry. No, I'm not sorry. No, I'm not sorry at all. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I've answered the Master. Well, Jesus took my heavy load, and now I'm on the glory road, and I'm not sorry. No, I'm not sorry. No, I'm not sorry at all.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Let's turn to number 110 and sing He's My Bread When I'm Hungry. Number 110.
He's my bread when I'm hungry, and my water when I'm thirsty, my shelter in the time of storm. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 He's still all right. He's my bread when I'm hungry, my water when I'm thirsty, my shelter in the time of storm. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 He's still all right. is my bread when I'm hungry, my water when I'm thirsty, my shelter in the time of storm. Is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 he's still alright. Praise God, thank the Lord. Jesus, praise your mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's turn now to number 68 and sing He's the Lord of Glory. Number 68. He's the Lord of Glory. He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is He, the Everlasting Father throughout eternity. He's the Lord of Glory, He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is He, the Everlasting Father throughout eternity. He's the Lord of Glory, He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is He, the Everlasting Father throughout eternity. Praise God, thank the Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to turn now to number 45 and sing, Oh, the Blood of Jesus, number 45. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise you, God. Let's turn to number 173 and sing "The Blood Prevails," number 173. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. His power's just the same today, no matter what the devils say. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. His power's just the same today, no matter what the devils say. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails. The blood prevails, the blood prevails. His power's just the same today. No matter what the devils say, the blood prevails. The blood prevails. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails. Blood prevails, the blood prevails. His power's just the same today. No matter what the devils say, the blood prevails, the blood of Jesus Christ prevails. Glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we are going to take up the collection now. Praise God. Jesus, praise your name. Glory to God. Father in heaven, we thank Thee this night for these tithes, these gifts, these offerings. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy many blessings. We thank Thee for Thy miraculous power. We thank Thee for all that Thou hast done. We stand in awe of Thee, thankful, O God, that Thou hast given us this place where we can come together and worship Thee and study Thy Word and do Thy service. And we pray, Lord, that Thou would help us, that Thou would enable us, that Thou would give us the will to serve Thee. And we pray, Lord, that Thou would continue to lead us by Thy mighty hand. We pray, Lord, that Thou would continue to direct us every step of the way. Give us Thy great wisdom on how these funds should be used for Thy purpose, for Thy glory, for the cause of Thy holy and mighty name. And we pray, Lord, that Thou would bless the givers here this night and also bless those who are unable to give. We ask this, we pray this in Jesus' name through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to sing one more chorus before we turn this over to Shirley. I just need to look up the number quickly, but I know it's in here somewhere. All right, it is number 156, If We Walk in the Light, number 156. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from sin. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from sin. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from sin. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Glory to you, God. Praise you, Jesus.
God. Praise the Lord. I am so thankful that we can walk in that light. Praise God, and I am thankful that we can be cleansed from every sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We're going to turn this over to Shirley now and see what the Lord has put on her heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It is wonderful to be here, to have this opportunity to sing the praises of the Lord. You know, we can't fully appreciate at this moment what His blood has meant, what it has done for us, and the wonderful salvation that has been wrought. Okay, praise the Lord. Oh my, I guess we're used to funny things happening. Praise the Lord. No, God is good. Praise the Lord. He is so good. He's a wonderful Savior. And as I was saying earlier, there is so much to be thankful for. And at this moment, I don't think we can fully appreciate what that blood has meant and how it has redeemed us. And you know, the great wonderfulness of it. It's just really almost more than we can comprehend, but I love it when we sing His praises and those thoughts come out through those songs and we just get a glimpse of what He's done for us. You know, how He saved us, how He set us free, how He brought us together, how we have this opportunity here tonight. We do have so much to praise the Lord for. But thank God for His wonderful blood that has covered our sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to be calling this message Songs of Deliverance. But it was kind of hard to know what to call it because it's kind of a divided message in that I'm also talking hugely about that need for a covering for our sin. So praise the Lord. I think we'll stick with Songs of Deliverance. But praise the Lord. We do have so much to thank our God for. We have, oh my, so many praises that need to come forth from our very being because God has done so much for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray as we begin here tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank You again for this moment. Oh, Lord, for these opportunities, Lord. These little times, Lord, where we can, oh, Lord, look into Thy Word and, oh, God, think upon it, Lord. Oh, God, together, Lord. And, oh, God, that we can, oh, Lord, put it deep in our hearts, Lord. For only You know, God, the great need that we have as individuals, that need, oh, Lord, to be right in Thy sight, oh, Lord, so that we can stand before You, Lord. Oh, God, so we can be overcomers, Lord. Oh, God, so, oh, Lord, we can triumph over sin and over the battles of life, Lord. Oh, God, that, oh, Lord, we can see Thy hand and know Thy deliverance. Oh, God, we love You, Jesus. We pray that You'd work here tonight. I pray that You'd work in every heart. Oh, God, I pray that You'd awaken us. I pray, oh, God, that You'd draw us close to Thee. Oh, God, I pray that You would deliver us from the power of evil, Lord, and any other circumstances, Lord. Oh, God, that would try to take advantage on our lives, God. And I pray, oh, God, that You'd help us now, Lord, that You'd use this word, that we'd have free course, Lord. Oh, God, that You'd give me words that come from You, Lord. Oh, God, that You'd speak to our hearts, that You'd give us eyes to see. Oh, God, a mind to comprehend. Oh, Lord, that You take away the critical spirit. And, oh, God, all the things that seem to, oh, at times, oh, God, cloud over, oh, Lord, our thinking, Lord.
And I pray, oh God, that you'd help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give us that overcoming strength. Give us victory, Lord. Give us deliverance. Let the devil be rebuked in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, we come, oh Lord, to thee, Lord. We ask, oh Lord, that you'd open up our hearts, that you'd talk to us. Oh God, that you'd move, oh Lord. Oh God, that your will be done, Lord Jesus, within each and every one of us. I pray, oh God, that you'd work here tonight, that your will would be done, that you'd set the captive free and bring deliverance to them that are bound. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to Psalms 32 here tonight. Well, praise the Lord. I'm not real used to glasses, but praise the Lord. You know, I had to go get my license renewed, and that meant an eye check there at the DVD place there. And anyway, that was really something because, you know, there's just been a lot of things that have happened in the last months and last time I had passed that driver's test without my glasses, and you know, it's been really wonderful to be able to drive without them, and the Lord's really helped my eyes in so many ways. But praise the Lord, I had to take that test again, and you know what, all I know is God helped me. Praise the Lord. He helped me because, yes, I was able to pass. And I just know it was because of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is a wonder-working God. And you know, I know it is God who gives us strength and gives us hope and fights our battles for us and takes us through all these things in life. You know, there's just so many circumstances that try to come up and you know, bring doubts and fears and, you know, apprehensions. But praise the Lord, we do serve a wonder-working God. We serve a wonderful God. You know, Psalms 33, verse 9, and this is just, I'm just going here for the moment, I think, but it says, "For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." And, you know, we've been singing about the power of God and the wonder of it. And this is our God who speaks and it is done. Praise the Lord. He commands and it stands fast. That's our God. He's in control. He's mighty. There is nothing too hard for him. And it says in this 33rd Psalm, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." Praise the Lord, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Oh, yes, it talks to in verse 10, "The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect." Praise the Lord, our God's in charge. And we see how the enemy tries to rise up like a flood in so many ways. And they are trying to control this world and take it over and, you know, bring about their agenda. But praise the Lord, we have great privileges in the Lord. And he is going to be with us until the end of the world. Praise the Lord, he is with his people. And, you know, he knows how to deliver us and how to save us, how to keep us. Oh my, there is nothing too hard for our God. Praise the Lord, we serve the mighty God. We could just realize how wonderful he is and how magnificent his power and his ability. Oh, praise the Lord, that's the God that we serve. And oh my, we have ever reason to rejoice in our God. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, and to sing those wonderful songs of deliverance. Praise the Lord, because he has set us free. He has brought us out of the world and helped us to see. You know, we were all back there. We were all in sin. We all had problems. And the greatest problem was, yeah, we were at enmity, you know, against God. Sin, it separates us. But praise the Lord, God delivered us. He set us free. And he's put us here together in heavenly places so that we can worship him tonight and we can praise him tonight. We can begin those cries of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord that, oh yes, shall ever, I believe, come out of our mouths. We all get home and, oh, see the wonderful working and salvation of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to Psalms 32 here. Praise the Lord, our wonderful God. Oh, how he has delivered us and set us free. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Verse 1, praise the Lord. And this is a psalm of David. And it is a song or poem of contemplation. Michelle means that specifically, a song or poem of contemplation. And so, you know, he's coming out with these words as, you know, he's obviously deep in thought here. Verse 1 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. We're going to stop here a moment. There's some words I want us to consider here. And oh my, there's a lot in these two verses, a really lot here. But it tells us, first of all, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Praise the Lord. A transgression is a violation of a law, or a command, or a duty. It's you know, if you transgress, you've gone in the wrong direction as far as a law or command or duty is concerned. And praise the Lord, we are all out there. You know, God has his word, and we were transgressors. We when we were sinners out there, you know, we were walking in violation to the laws of God. But praise the Lord, it says here, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Praise the Lord, all those erring ways and those things that we did, you know, in our ignorance. And then it says, whose sin is covered. And oh my, that's quite a thought there, because from the very beginning, almost the beginning anyway, the beginning of the book of Genesis, pretty close, if we go into the third chapter, we realize the great need for a covering for sin. And just, you know, just thinking about that third chapter of the book of Genesis, when sin entered into this world and Eve was deceived and took of that fruit of the tree, when she saw that it was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, it was a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of that fruit, it tells us in that third chapter of Genesis, and she did eat it. And she also gave it to her husband, and he did eat too. But something happened at that moment, didn't it? Oh, their eyes were opened, and all at once they realized that they were naked. They had no covering, in other words, and they had not that understanding previously. They didn't need that knowledge, but now things had changed. Sin had entered into the world. And what did they try to do? Well, they knew they had to do something, and they sewed fig leaves together to make themselves coverings, to make themselves aprons, it tells us in Genesis, that third chapter. And we see how things changed. Oh, they had had communion with God. He would come and walk with them in the cool of the day, and they had fellowship with him. But here, now, verse 8 tells us they heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and instead of responding like they had always before, it tells that Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. All at once, fear had entered in, and all at once, they were afraid, and they knew something was terribly wrong. God called unto them, and they had to admit that they were afraid because they were naked and they were hiding from God. Oh, what a realization, what a moment. You know, that perfect fellowship that they had with God in that perfect Garden of Eden where everything was just perfect. Oh my, all at once everything was going to change. God understood what had happened. Verse 11 says, "And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And of course, the excuses came up. The man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And of course, the woman blamed it on the serpent. And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Of course, in the midst of this great sorrow, this terrible event, really, God gives hope. Praise the Lord that someday there would be a division, an enmity put between that serpent and the woman, that serpent who was the old devil in reality, and between his seed and her seed. And there would be that day when the serpent's head would be bruised. Oh, it would be, oh yes, an end. Oh yes, it would bruise his head. Oh yes, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The heel of God, so to speak, would be bruised, but that would not be fatal by any means. Oh my, not at all, but the head of the enemy would be all finally and altogether bruised. Praise the Lord. But anyway, the curses were brought into the world. The curses were brought unto the woman that her sorrow would greatly increase in conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And it was told Adam in verse 17, "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And he said, Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Oh, yes. And then God had to give them a covering. And verse 21 tells us, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them." In other words, there was death for the very first time. Some kind of creature had to give up its life so that they could have garments to wear, so that they could be covering. But the point is, there was a need to cover their sin. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, it came down through time. Yes, that need for a covering. But praise the Lord, in the plan of God, there was hope. there was hope, praise the Lord, and prophetic utterances were brought forth where Psalms 132 in verse 9 declares, let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. Praise the Lord, there was hope, the Lord gave hope. And Isaiah chapter 61 also brings forth that hope. Oh yes, that someday things would be different. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh yes, that those sins could be atoned for. Oh yes, so those sins could be totally covered. And yes, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10 declares, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Oh, praise the Lord. But yes, there was that hope that God was going to bring forth a covering, yes, a covering so that we could be covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, with his righteousness, praise the Lord. Oh yes, there was a need. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 59, where it talks about the workers of iniquity. Oh, it says in verse 6, their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Oh, and I'll tell you what, it goes on to describe all these people. Yes, but yes, the point is that no matter how many good works individuals might try to do, it's not adequate to cover that need to get rid of the sin. Oh yes, that atonement that was necessary to be covered with the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. We know also, as it tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6, but we are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Oh, that is the dire need that man has had. Man and woman, but praise the Lord, we know that one came to this world. Oh, the arm of the Lord, God Almighty, came to this world as a Son of Man, as the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord, that, oh yes, our sins might be covered by his blood. Yes, it took, you know, atonement for sin, and under the law, they had to atone for their sins by sacrificing a sheep or a goat or some kind of creature so their sins could be covered. And the law provided for that. But praise the Lord, there was that wonderful day when the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as a Son of God, as a Son of Man. Praise the Lord, knowing full well that he was going to give his life to atone for our sins, to make intercession for the people. Oh yes, so that those transgressions, those violations, those sins, those iniquities could be covered by his blood. Oh, that precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a gift we've been given. You know, again, I say, I don't know that we can fully appreciate what he has done for us. Oh, yes, our wonderful God, our wonderful Savior, in coming to this world to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord, that's why he came. Praise the Lord, so that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, so that those sins could be covered. Oh, he came to make atonement for us. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 18 says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Praise the Lord, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." Oh, praise the Lord, it was the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, who offered himself as a Lamb of God, a Lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, yes, we know under the law that, yes, they had to find a Lamb, the best Lamb that they could find, one without blemish and one without spot to atone for their sins, their shortcomings. Oh, yes, it would be offered. And oh, yes, so those sins for the past year could be covered. But then, you know, there was another year and more time and more moments and more problems, more sins. And oh yes, they had to do it again and again and again and again. It wasn't a permanent thing by any means. But Jesus Christ came into the world so that we might be forgiven our trespasses and our sins. Oh, praise the Lord, so that we can walk in the light as he is in the light and have that fellowship one with another, knowing that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful plan of God, that he would come to this world to save us from our sins so that there could be a covering for our sin. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, we're going to be so grateful when we stand before him, because it's not going to be works of our own righteousness by any means that save us. It's not going to be by silver or gold or some kind of redemption by that manner. No, it's only going to be because of the blood of Jesus Christ, which saveth us from sin. Oh, praise the Lord. He tells us in Revelation, the 19th chapter, verse 7, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." You know what? That's what this life is about. It's about making ourselves ready for the great and terrible day of the Lord, so that we can stand in the sight of God. That's what life is all about. Oh, we get so confused and muddled up at times. We get these other thoughts and sometimes these other goals that interfere. But what else matters in this world, except that we be right with God? Oh yes, that we would come to him and let him take care of the sin issue, that great need, oh yes, for our sins to be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it tells us in verse 8 here in Revelation 19, speaking of the church, "The overcomers, the bride of Jesus Christ, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." Praise the Lord. It's, oh yes, his righteousness. Oh, our own righteousness. Oh, it's just as filthy rags. Oh, it could not cleanse us. no matter how hard we tried. But praise the Lord, thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ who offered himself, oh, as that lamb without blemish and without spot. For he came to this world, put himself under the law. And praise the Lord, he fulfilled all things. He lived under that law. And there was no sin in him at all. Praise the Lord. So he became that perfect Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, that Lamb that is without blemish and without spot. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So here it says again in Psalms 32, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just look at this just a moment here. You know, iniquity is another word for immoral acts or sin or wickedness and all of that. And you know, imputeth means that we're not charged with our faults, or the responsibility for them is taken away. And praise the Lord, that again is what the blood of Jesus Christ has done. You know, they're not imputed to us because he has taken them from us. Praise the Lord, and we're not charged for those sins, those iniquities, those transgressions. Praise the Lord. And he gave us the privilege of coming to him in the waters of baptism. Praise the Lord, to identify with him in those waters, to die with him in the waters of baptism, to die out to sin. Oh, representing that how, as we go down into the waters, we're buried with Christ. And we rise to walk in newness of life. Praise the Lord with the promise of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, yes, blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Oh, no cunningness or deceit, like he was beguiled by the serpent, the old snake, the old devil. But praise the Lord, we don't want that spirit within us. And praise the Lord takes that from us, right? When we repent and turn our life over to God. Praise the Lord. But it goes on to discuss the matter here in this Psalm of David. Oh my, it says in verse 3, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. What I do believe he is describing here is a time of conviction. Whatever all, you know, had gone on in his life, and there were some problems, there was some sin issues, obviously, and the Lord is convicting him, he's talking to him, he's tugging at his heart, so to speak, and he doesn't want to give in, he's kind of holding it in, you know, and that pride, or whatever all it is within us as human beings that keeps us from surrendering our lives to the Lord. Oh, he's talking about it. Yeah, he's keeping silence. He couldn't give in to that conviction. But praise the Lord, God didn't stop. Oh, my bones waxed old through my roaring all day long. He's talking about this conviction, the Spirit of God talking to his heart. And you know, he said, for day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. Oh, it was just, he couldn't get rid of it. And thank the Lord. Oh, it was so something. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. You know, it was very consuming, the sweating or the uneasiness. And the voice of conviction that did not stop. Praise the Lord. But praise God, it tells us in verse 5, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, here's the answer. Oh, yes, the Lord trying to get a hold of the heart. Oh my, it's such a relief when you give your heart over to the Lord. Oh my, I could see my old life too. Oh yes, what a wonderful moment that was when I was able to surrender all of that, all of my past, all of my sin, all of my shortcomings, my great need unto God. Oh, what a relief to give it to the Lord Jesus. And I believe the psalmist David is describing it. Oh, finally, after all that conviction and oh, that inability, so it seemed, you know, to not give in. But what a wonderful moment, oh, when we gave our lives over to God and we said, yes, Lord, I need you. Yes, Lord. Oh, please come into my heart. Please forgive me my past, my sins, my transgressions, all my evil thinking, all my evil deeds. Oh, God, I ask you for mercy. And so, yes, the psalmist says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Well, God sees it anyway. He knows everything. There's nothing hid from Almighty God. You can't hide from God. Oh, I know people try all the time. They put on a good front and they try to cover, you know, their sin, their past with coverings of sorts, you know, just webs in the sight of God. You know, nothingness to God because he sees right through it. You know, maybe good deeds and things that, you know, look good on the outside. Some kind of front that people put on to, you know, try to look all right, to look righteous even, you know, to, you know, look like a good guy. But what a wonderful day it is when, oh my, you give it over to the Lord. Don't try to hide it anymore. Praise the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful moment that is. Oh, there's a wonderful little verse in Proverbs, the 28th chapter. And I love these little verses because they tell us so clearly the great need, and you know, they're very precise. Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Praise the Lord, the simplicity of it. Again, oh, so many, and I think we've all been there, where we try to cover up, you know, our sin, our evil deeds, our wrong thinking, you know, with things that look good on the outside, on the surface, to the average person. But Scripture says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But on the other hand, whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Praise the Lord. The need to confess our sins. Amen. To God. Amen. To God. Amen. He's the one that needs to hear it. And you know, you can tell the priest all you want, but it's not going to do any good. He's not God. And he can't forgive you, no matter what he might be trying to do on the front. Oh, no, forget that. But praise the Lord, we confess our sins to God. But whoso confesseth, and yes, on the other hand, the other hand of it is, and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Praise the Lord. To confess them to God and to forsake them. Oh, praise the Lord. God made that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to show a couple things here in the book of John. And I don't think this will be very long, but anyway, You know, in the fifth chapter of John, Jesus healed a man who was by the pool of Bethesda. And praise the Lord, yes, he had been there a long time there by that pool. And you know, we know the story that once a year, or it doesn't say once a year, it says at a certain season, an angel would trouble the waters, and whoever was the first one to enter into those waters, to step into those waters, would be healed of whatever infirmity they had, whatever disease they had. And here was this man. Jesus knew that he'd been there a long time. 38 years. 38 years is a long time. And Jesus did come to him and you know, saw he'd been there a long time and asked him if he would be made whole. And, you know, the man explained that, you know, when the water was troubled, he had no one to help him, and someone else would always step in first before him. And so it was like it was futile. But Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk," and praise the Lord. Oh, words of Jesus Christ. Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked on the same day. The same day was the Sabbath, it tells us. And, of course, the Jews didn't like that. You know, they're always looking for faults. And boy, this was a big one here that they kept on coming up with because, well, Jesus was Lord of the Sabbath, and it was not wrong to do good on the Sabbath. But anyway, you know, they found this man, the critical ones, the Pharisees and Sadducees or whoever all, you know, and they asked this man, "Well, how come you're carrying your bed on the Sabbath day?" And he answered, he said, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." And, you know, they wanted to know then who it was. Who said to you to take up your bed and walk? And the man didn't really know at that moment. Jesus had conveyed himself away and you know, wasn't right there at the moment and hadn't explained, I guess you could say. But afterward, Jesus found him in the temple. And this is what Jesus said unto him. He said in verse 14 of John 5, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee." Or a worse thing come unto thee is what it says here. "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." So we see there the need to not only obey, but to leave sin behind. Oh yes, to sin no more, to go and sin no more, just as Jesus also instructed the woman that was caught in adultery. Oh yes, when those that brought her to him all were convicted by whatever Jesus wrote on the ground, Jesus stood up and saw only the woman standing there, right? And asked her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" The woman answered, "No man, Lord." And what Jesus answered, he said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Praise the Lord. Oh, our wonderful God. Oh, yes, not only did he heal those that had infirmities, but oh, yes, there was a need for them to turn from their sinful, willful ways and walk in the light as Jesus was in the light. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, to go remove himself from sin. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those examples. Praise the Lord, because we as his children do not want sin to reign in our mortal bodies. Amen. Praise the Lord. So back here in Psalms 32, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. Oh, Selah, praise the Lord. Thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, and there is none that can forgive sin but God only. Praise the Lord. It goes on to tell us in verse 6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop there a moment because I think this is a wonderful thought right here in this sixth verse. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, we all had that moment, if we have come to the Lord, where we could say that he found us. And there was that great day of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. When, he came to forgive us those sins and to remove them from us so that we could be brought to Christ. We could be reconciled and brought back into favor with God. Praise the Lord. We could all say that. You know, we were all back there. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. But praise the Lord for that moment of conviction. Oh, yes, when we could see our need, the blinders came off. And oh, praise the Lord, we gave our heart over to the living God and repented of our sins. We confessed our sins, our transgressions unto the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And that's for each and every one of us. There are no exceptions to this. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, praise the Lord. We know that this is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time. And there is going to be a moment when the door will be shut. But praise the Lord. Oh, yes, if we can see, if we can come to Him. Oh, yes, if we can repent while that door of opportunity is still opened. Isaiah 55, verse 6 tells us, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The mercy of God. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, there was no way we could clear ourselves of sin. There was no way we could cover our sins. But God made a way, praise the Lord, so that we could forsake our wicked ways, our unrighteous thoughts, oh, that we could return unto God. And yes, he had mercy upon us. Oh, yes, he didn't hold all that shame, all those sins against us. He didn't give us what we deserved. He had mercy upon us. Praise the Lord. We came to him and acknowledged our sins and confessed our sins and turned from our sins. Praise the Lord, for he will abundantly, oh, abundant, you know, more than we could ever deserve. Oh, just with great bounty. Oh, forgive us and pardon. Praise the Lord, burying it in that sea of his forgetfulness. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what he did for us. That's his wonderful mercy and grace that he has shown unto us. Praise the Lord. There was nothing that we could do of ourselves to merit it. Praise the Lord. It tells us in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Praise the Lord. Verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise the Lord. A new slate, a new opportunity. Those sins taken away, buried in the sea of forgetfulness. The opportunity. Oh, yes, to repent and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Oh, yes, and oh, yes, that promise, that wonderful infilling of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord that we might walk in his ways and put on Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, to become that new creature. Tells us in verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We can share it with this world. Come to the Lord. Oh, yes, he will redeem you. He will set you free. Oh, yes, you can have fellowship with us. You can be reconciled unto God. Verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Praise the Lord. Adam and Eve, through transgression, fell, and things were never the same after that. Oh, yes, they brought sin into this world. But the Savior came, praise the Lord, to wit, oh, yes, to witness, in other words, that God was in Christ. Oh, God robed himself in flesh to come to this world. God, the Creator. Can we imagine this? He came to this world to save us. He was in Christ. Oh, he became flesh. He became a man, reconciling the world unto himself, buying it back, restoring it so that we could have fellowship with God and walk with God, not imputing or charging their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. That we could be bought back and restored to that fellowship with the living God. It says in verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Oh, it's wonderful to have that slate cleaned. Oh, to feel that fellowship and that condemnation gone. Oh, that enmity that was between us and God. God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, his saving mercy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, so we can be ambassadors, representatives, in other words, for Christ. And the last verse here in this chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us. This is a wonder, isn't it? Oh, there on the cross, taking our sins, he who was not guilty in the least. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise the Lord. So we could be clothed with his righteousness. Oh, yes. So when we stand before God, we have his righteousness upon our being. Not anything that we deserved or merited, but only by his grace and mercy, so we can stand before God. Oh, I love that verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise the Lord. That's what he did for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Back here in Psalms 32. Verse 6. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee. Oh, the trials of this world, oh, the things that come upon the earth. But yet, praise the Lord has made a way for his people. It says in verse 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. Oh, those wonderful songs of deliverance that he gives to his children. Oh, praise the Lord, that wonderful work of the Lord. Yes, when he delivered us from our sins, from our trespasses. Oh, and those other things that try to creep in and overtake us. Oh, yes, sometimes there's all kinds of things that get in people's lives. Maybe things that aren't completely given to the Lord. Tendencies, perhaps, in one's life and different type of things that, you know, people hang on to that need deliverance. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's worry. Maybe it's loneliness. Oh my, all these things that it tries sometimes. Oh, to overwhelm. Oh, maybe it's sickness. Oh my, you know, all kinds of things that, you know, we need deliverance from. Oh, praise the Lord. But we serve a wonderful God, and oh, how he comes in to deliver us, to set us free. Oh, yes, to put a song in our heart, a song of praises to our God. Oh, yes, as it tells us in Psalms 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, that song that he puts within us, that song, oh, that the ransom can sing, because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We have been set free from the powers of the devil. Oh, yes, he, oh, yes, that walks to and fro and tries to captivate the hearts of man, but praise the Lord, the Lord has delivered us. He has given us songs of deliverance, a song that only the ransom can sing. Oh, yes, because we know the freedom that there is, the freedom from sin that God gives us. That's what freedom is all about. It's being freed from sin. Praise the Lord, our past and all our wrongdoings, that's those transgressions, all those things, oh yes, that stood in our way and kept us from God. But praise the Lord, he made that wonderful way. Oh, he has become our hiding place. Praise the Lord, that place of refuge, that place of safety. Oh, the one who knows how to deliver us from all kinds of evils, all kinds of trials, all kinds of circumstances, all kinds of sickness. Praise the Lord, he becomes our hiding place. Oh, the one that delivers us from trouble. And oh, how he puts He surrounds us with those songs of deliverance. Oh, praise the Lord, something happens when we begin to sing praises unto the Lord. Oh, yes, I do know that Paul and Silas certainly witnessed that. In that 16th chapter of the book of Acts, oh, yes, there they were in the jail. Oh, they had been whipped. Oh, you know, their garments had been ripped from them, and that whip had crossed their back. They must have been in terrible pain. There must have been terrible wounds all across their back, bleeding even, and what all, oh, from all that cutting from the whips. But there at midnight, oh my, they could have been having a pity party. But instead they sang praises unto God. Praise the Lord, and the prisoners heard them. Oh, praise the Lord. And God heard those praises, those songs of deliverance that they were singing. Oh, praise the Lord. And all at once, there was an earthquake. God sent an earthquake, and oh yes, all at once, the prisoners over those bonds that were on them, those chains that were on them were released. Oh, the doors were opened, and oh my, wonderful things happened. The foundation of that prison was shaken. Praise the Lord. And of course, the prison keeper there, oh my, he assumed that all the prisoners had escaped. But they had not. Praise the Lord. And though he was ready to kill himself because he knew he was in charge of those prisoners, and if they escaped, you know, they were going to get him. They were going to kill him because his prisoners escaped. But Paul cried out and told him to do himself no harm. We are all here. Praise the Lord. And he cried out, what must I do? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a moment that was. Paul told him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and that he would be saved in all his house. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the provision that God has made that we might come unto him and be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, they spake the word unto this man. Oh, that were in his house. Praise the Lord. For he took them into his house after that, and Paul and Silas, and he washed them of their stripes. And, oh, yes, he went on to obey the glorious gospel. He was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of them, he and all his household, straightway, immediately. That was part of believing. Yes, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to follow through and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a feeling they received the gift of the Holy Ghost too. Praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord worked things out in a mighty way. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And they were able to speak the words of salvation unto them. Oh, praise the Lord. And that jailer and his household set meat before them, and they were rejoicing, believing in God with all of their household. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, the wonderful works of God. Oh, what he has done, how he becomes that wonderful hiding place. And he gives us that wonderful song of deliverance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a song of deliverance here in the 30th chapter of Psalms here. It's a short psalm. Let's go there for a moment. This is also a psalm of David. Praise the Lord. He said here in Psalms 30, verse 1, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Oh, praise the Lord. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, But joy cometh in the morning. Oh, praise the Lord. I believe David could write these psalms because he'd gone through so many times of trials and testing. He knew what it was to be down there in dire need, knowing that he needed the Lord and there was none to help him but God. And praise the Lord, that need to cry out to God and be healed. Oh, praise the Lord, our great physician, the one who could help us in the time of our need. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I found that so true. Oh, praise the Lord, the times when nobody else could help me. But praise the Lord was there when I cried out to Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that intercession that He made, oh, on my behalf. So, yes, David could talk about how he had brought his soul up from the grave. Now he kept him alive. Oh, that I should not go down to the pit. Oh, therefore, oh, that time of rejoicing, that song. Oh, that the ransom can sing. Sing unto the Lord, oh, ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, praise the Lord who takes us through these times of trials and testing. Oh, these times of hardship. Oh, these times that seem so topsy-turvy and you don't know what's going to happen next. But praise the Lord, we can hang on to the promises of God. We can rest in His promises. Praise the Lord. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. And we've all gone through those times where it might have seemed like God was hiding in a way. Oh, and we were troubled, and oh, we were vexed, and we were confused, and we didn't know, oh, what to think, maybe. But praise the Lord, he says, I cry to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. Oh, my humble request and plea, my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. And praise the Lord, oh, that wonderful song of deliverance. Praise the Lord, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. How the Lord takes our lives and changes us. Oh, that condemnation which was once upon us. Oh, how He has taken that and removed it. Oh, yes, so that we could be delivered, we could be set free. Oh, that blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, that covered our sins. Praise the Lord. Oh, that wonderful gift that He has bestowed upon us. And oh, how it is when He delivers us, when He sets us free, and all those moments that, we don't always know how to perceive. David knew about those. And praise the Lord again. Verse 11, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Oh, praise the Lord that the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has delivered out of the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord. We have a reason to sing praises unto our God. We have a reason to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Oh, praise the Lord, the one that has set us free. Oh, who has covered our transgressions and our sins. Praise the Lord and does not impute them unto us. Praise the Lord, they're not charged unto us. Oh, rather they are forgiven. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Psalms 32, let's see if we can finish it. Praise the Lord, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Oh, praise the Lord. He knows the way. He knows how to take us on that highway of holiness and how to lead us to the way everlasting. Praise the Lord. And yes, that's one reason for his wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord to lead and to guide us into all truth. Praise the Lord. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse, as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit, and brittle, lest they come near unto thee. Says in verse 10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Mercy shall surround him, in other words, he that trusteth in the Lord. And then it ends by saying, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Oh, praise the Lord, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Oh, praise the Lord, that wonderful song of deliverance that he gives unto his people. Oh, if we had time, we could turn to the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus, that song that Moses led the people to sing when, oh yes, they had crossed over that sea, and oh yes, they had seen what the Lord had done. Oh yes, the enemy was behind them. The Red Sea was before them. But praise the Lord made a way and delivered them through the sea. Oh, making the waters to stand upright, making a highway so that they could cross over safely, every one of them. Oh yes, to their destination. Praise the Lord, and that's our God. He makes a way for his people so that we can walk that highway of holiness, that we can walk with the Lord, oh yes, and be instructed. Praise the Lord, oh, that song of deliverance that comes because we have been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Oh yes, that which he did for us, we who are lost, we who were undone, we who had no hope at one point. But praise the Lord, he made a way that we could come to him and acknowledge our sin and not hide our iniquity, but all rather to confess it unto the living God. Oh, confess it and forsake it. Praise the Lord, the one who forgave us that iniquity, all that sin, those things that had separated us from God. Oh, praise the Lord that made available a covering for our sin. Praise the Lord, his righteousness, so that one day we could stand before him and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in a few things, and I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of my Lord. Praise the Lord. That's our God who has covered us with his blood and given us a song of deliverance. Praise the Lord. Song that only the redeemed can sing. Oh, praise the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Praise the Lord. A song of deliverance that he has put deep within our beings. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you've done. Oh, thank you for what your blood has covered, Lord. Thank you that we could come unto you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Talk to our hearts and help us. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord, the song that the ransomed can sing. Oh, songs of deliverance. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Praise our Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our hymnals to number 240 and sing My Redeemer, number 240.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Glory to you.
praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory to your name. Thank you. Praise God. And you're dismissed unto prayer in Jesus' name.